So that's really, a potted, summary of what's happened over the last couple of years. As I say, I know it's been frustrating for the Friends group, and it still is, in a sense, until we get to the point of public access. But there's going to be an awful lot of effort and work needed for, to maintain appropriate public access to the site. Now, I know there's some ideas that have been discussed with respect to this facility and the Brondi building as well. And I don't know where they sit right at the moment, but I think that's another important element in getting some presence on the the historic site, so as we don't suffer the vandalism and problems that might otherwise occur.